Mr. Reba.
Hello.
Hello.
Beebe, how are you?
Mr. President.
I thought I might come down this weekend, but how's the political weather? I don't want to come there, but I don't want too many radicals.
I want to tell you, it's never better. I just sent you a telegram just now because I wanted to, the reaction was last night was so great, I wanted to see what it was this morning. And honest to God, it's phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. It's just the people, my gosh, united. In fact, our friend Hank Meyer called me last night. He had never called me right after one of these, and he was so elated. He dreamed up a little notion where he said that the issue is America. So I have ordered 5,000 bumper strippers this morning with that on it to distribute around.
Just says America.
The issue is America.
Good.
See?
Great.
And I think that the only issue is America is what I put on. The only issue is America. And I believe that's true. I believe that...
the question is now whether it works.
Well...
It will work over a period of time. Because I intend to squeeze these bastards if it takes a year.
Exactly. Well, I guess they got 3 days to bring everything they want in, haven't they? But...
No. Oh, hell no.
One-way thing.
Oh, no. Boy, if they start bringing it in...
Oh, good.
You see, then the ships are stuck.
Well...
So nobody's going to go in.
It's just obvious. They thought...
Yeah, 20 ships are lined up to get out right now. They're clogged the channel. There's no way they can get in. Hell no. And we're going to bomb the railroad yards tonight.
Beautiful.
Well,
I tell you, they just didn't dream that you would do this in election year.
Yeah. Well, it'll of course probably, as they've already said, most people think it'll sink the Russian summit, but
I don't think so.
But if it does, what the hell?
I don't think it will. I think they're going to want it all the more.
Well, I don't know.
You didn't say a thing about China. I tell you, it was just a magnificent thing. I've never had such a reaction on anything. Never. My phone was ringing off the hook. And people don't normally call. They might express themselves later. But it was just a phenomenal thing, and the reaction, it just...
The call's all male.
I told Bob...
Happen off?
I told Bob Haldeman last night. One woman called, and I didn't know whether she was drunk or just emotional, crying. And I don't know who she was. I didn't want to ask her. And how she got my home number, I don't know.
Probably got it off of the wall of some toilet.
And she said that she had been trying to get a telegram sent up there that she thought you were so great. And this is about, 10 minutes after the speech.
Good.
She was all excited and just, I said, just call West Union. She said, well, I can't. I said, you keep calling them. They got a lot of lines and they just a lot of calls. You keep calling.
Good.
But no, this tops them all. There's no question. No question.
How was the reaction, say, of the little people in your bank, little secretaries and the rest? Do they understand it?
I haven't had one. Not one. I can tell, maybe they wouldn't say anything, but you can tell by their reaction. But I was back at a coffee break early, 10 o'clock, and several of them volunteered right then. That really the people want a strong president. This Eastern press and these left-wingers, they aren't making inroads.
You notice the Humphrey and McGovern jumped on it right away, and the Democrats have refused to endorse it. So I think that's playing very vicious partisan politics, because I endorse that goddamn Kennedy's Cuban thing.
Well,
that's all right. Let them play partisan politics. They'll be...
Muskie is so true, because what they're doing is signaling Russia. They ought to at least say, well, I don't necessarily endorse it, but it's done, and we've got to endorse our president. They'd come out much better that way. And this is where Johnson ought to say something, damn it.
Yeah.
He ought to say something. Yeah. Connally ought to get him to say something.
Well, we'll work on that. Well, okay, boy. Well, I may come down around Thursday, but if I can get away.
Wonderful. I hope so.
Because I really, boy, as you know, I worked like hell this weekend, didn't I?
Well, it's this week, my friend. Past few weeks.
I worked on that. I was working on the plane on the So I did most of the writing of the speech myself.
Particularly
the part on Russia. I did all that.
Well, it was perfect, and it was beautifully presented. And I'll tell you, people were very emotional about it.
That's great. Good. Good. Well, keep the faith.
All right, sir.
Don't do anything I don't. Except when I'm not looking. Okay.
I'm not going to restrict myself that much.
Okay.
All right.